best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
So it was today, the 17th, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to make a couple of stops along Vaughan Road after the morning show, so I drove by a Dustin's Christmas tree lot. Sold out.
Wow.
Sold out. Usually, you'll see Christmas Eve, Christmas Day come, and these places still have plenty of trees. I don't think I've ever seen a place sell out more than a week before Christmas. Smart people buy there. We love our tree. We bought it. So it was the same day that Janelle got that bad news. Because we were in this great mood, and now we're kicking off holiday, and then boom, man. Ugh. I'm glad we did it that day, or I might not have done it at all. And it still just smells fantastic. Gulping in the water, staying fresh. No, not a single needle on the floor. So that, way to go with Dustin. You're the man. That is one of my favorite local traditions. And he's got a great group of guys over there, too. They do some really creative stuff with the leftover branches. They make beautiful wreaths and stuff. So I wanted to mention that. I want to eventually get to the dog. Now, Friday was a great day because we helped find a home for a dog that had been terribly abused and had been at the humane shelter for 173 days. And within 3 hours after we launched our campaign that morning, a mother and her son came and picked her up. And so far, so good from everything I hear. And that was wonderful. But we need to do it again. We had Rhea from Elmore Humane on, and it's great that there's lots of interest in the dogs and cats that are available, but there are special situations that require special people. Fancy. I cry every time I look at this picture, but it's happy. It's good. You look at the dog after all she's been through.
Yeah.
And look at them. She's got a new mommy and daddy.
It's awesome.
I can't. Really is. And there, look at, there's Emily Hayes and fiance.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
That was terrible. I should have done that. Let me tell you something.
How you doing?
I made a really big fuss, and rightfully so, about walking my daughter down the aisle and trying not to be a blubbering fool. And I managed to get through it. And it's still the best day of my life is her dad, because not even a, and I can't say things about a kid that I love. He's just got issues. That would not be right for me, as for all the pain he's caused her. It would be wrong for me to say things that you might think would be natural. But I know this has nothing to do with Janelle. It's more about him. He's got stuff to figure out. His family is like, what? Yes. So we're going to have the best possible Christmas. But Emily could be my daughter. I feel that way towards her at times because I love the human being that she is. And don't get scared by this, but I see this marriage being as in the same way I saw Janelle and Ryan, but I have not seen anything in Fiancé that sends off any red flags.
Right, right.
So I believe they are lifers, you know?
I agree.
And there they are with their new puppies. You know what? People with hearts that are big beyond filling are the kind of people that do what they're doing. Taking in adopted dogs and already with two cats, and God bless them. I just love them. But here's the baby we gotta do something about. Jennifer Sweatman sent me a note today saying they're still looking for somebody to adopt. So let's reshare the story about Bella. Because nothing would make me happier right now than to have somebody step up and adopt this dog. Now, Bella's a 10-year-old shih tzu, so she's real pretty because the folks at the Humane Society have healed her. Her fur's grown out naturally. She's beautifully groomed. She looks like a real sweet disposition dog. We need to find a home for her now. And anybody that does this, you know, a 10-year-old dog, you don't know how much time a dog like that has. But after all this dog has been through, wouldn't it be great to give that dog the best possible time? It was like with Gamba Curtis' dog. That was the ultimate dog.
Great dog.
Fantastic dog. And even luckier that the night Bob passed away, the Leah, my former next-door neighbor took her in with two kids, a single mom with two kids, a widow with two kids, and two crazy-ass, those little collies. They're fun, they're cute dogs, but they're crazy. And Bob's dog was so well-disciplined. But, God, loved on like crazy. And they had her for a little over 2 years, but you know, she was about 11 or 12 and she just died.
Yeah.
But that last time that she had, and God bless you, 84, for helping my friend Leah out when that happened. You talk about somebody who stepped up to the plate and hit two home runs in the same at bat. 84 did it for her, for me that night, and for Bob. What a guy. So I'm not trying to get into all this depressing, but man, if we could just find a home for little Bella, that's all I want for Christmas. Who do we have? It's Lori.
Hey, Greg. I haven't actually got to meet you over the air yet, but my name is Lori, and I'm kind of a new listener.
Yes.
And new to politics and everything, and I called Barron and Jack's show in the morning, and I've called Dan Moore show once, and I actually work for Elmore County Humane Shelter, and I do their donation runs. I drive for them, so I mean, I've been driving all day with cats and food and litter and stuff for the shelter, and I was looking on Facebook last night, and I saw Jennifer Sweatman speaking with you about the dog at our shelter, and I also foster for our shelter. I foster... I've done a litter of bottle puppies. I've been fostering for about 4 years locally, but for our shelter for the last year. And all seven of my foster babies got adopted, but I pray for this dog every night. His name is Herschel.
Herschel.
He's a Basset Hound black lab mix. So he's black, and he's got these crazy legs that go out. He's got Basset legs. And a big Basset hound head, but he's got lab everything else. And Herschel's 3 to 4 years old, and I've been working at the shelter for a little over a year now, and I cannot remember when I first met Herschel, but I almost feel like he's been there as long as I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray over all my fosters and I pray over the animals, but every night when I go to sleep now, I cannot help but I fall asleep thinking about Herschel, because he's just one of, he's an older dog. He's 3 to 4 years old. And he, you know, everybody comes for the puppies, and then you've got those that come for the seniors. But there's so many that are in that range, that 3 to 4 year old.
Well, Lori, can you send me a photo of Herschel, and because I'll be happy to work on that too.
Absolutely, and do I just friend request you on Facebook? All my Facebook is animals. It's nothing else. I do lost and found.
Well, people suck, so I'm glad.
Yeah, people suck. That's why I work with animals. And I get great, great joy out of doing it. And it's a labor of love, trust me. I have 12 dogs of my own, 2 horses, a miniature donkey, and a cat. And my husband works out of state, so, like, I do it all, you know, do it all 24/7. But it brings me great joy.
You have brought me great joy with this phone call.
Yes. And there's just so much unconditional love that they have to offer. And I tell you, they say if you have a pet, if you live longer, it brings your blood pressure down, you know. And I think it kind of centers you, because you have something yes. that's so dependent on you. So you have to get outside of yourself.
Yeah, you are depressed, God, that is so true.
They get down at this time of the year. And I have a mother who suffers a lot with depression, but I think a lot of it is just, of course, she doesn't live locally, so I'm not worried about her hearing this, but she just never has to do anything outside of herself. So if all you're ever thinking about is yourself, it can be a pretty depressing place to be.
Lori, but here's what I want you to do, if it's okay. not too much trouble. Can you send me the information in an email?
Yes, sir, I can. What is your email address?
It's Greg Goodell, G-R-E-G, B as in bum, U as in ugly, D as in dumb, E as in elephant.
Everything you just said doesn't count.
Double L. at AOL.com.
Goodell with one L?
Two.
Two L's at AOL.com.
Yeah, my name
okay.
is one word.
I don't really do email, but I got it.
And send me your contact info, and I'm,
I will.
And tomorrow morning, if you get it to me today, I promise tomorrow morning I'm going to start banging the drum for Herschel.
I appreciate that so much. He knows, somebody adopted him, and within a week, he was turned in Montgomery shelter as a stray.
Oh.
And when they called the guy, they were like, God, we don't want him back. So I'm the driver. So I had to go pick up Herschel.
Oh,
well, guess
God.
What? Herschel got 2 McDonald's sandwiches with just the meat and the cheese and the buns, and a 10-piece chicken nugget with a large cup of ice water. Because I was going to spoil him all the way back to the shelter. So, but it's a pleasure listening to you guys. I really appreciate you. I am a Trump supporter. I feel like I'm so educated for the first time in my life on what's going on with our government and politically. And I thank you. Because I listen to stupid things, and I used to listen to the news and believe it. And now I listen to the news and I laugh. I go, people believe this crap. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they do. That's kind of sad. But you know what? If you're listening to Baron Coleman and Jack Campbell and Dan Morris and Joey Clark, you're listening to people that will make you wiser. I just try
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. I feel wiser already.
Edge.
Thank you so much, Greg, for all you do. God bless you, and I'll get that info to you.
I'll be looking forward to it. Now that's just the medicine I needed today.
Exactly.
Screw all this other stuff. There's not a lot we can do about it. We can yell and scream, and but my head's ready to explode. It's a week before Christmas, and I'm on the verge of tears all day long because I'm just so upset about the economy and the crap going on in the news and this government, this shadow government behaving the way it is, and so many people unwilling to see how their freedom is being threatened, that we become such a dumb nation that we would elect a nincompoop like Alexia Cortez-Casazio to the House of Representatives, and there's a-holes out there that want to change the Constitution so she can run for president before she's 35. How many days do you think Putin would wait before he'd invade us with a dim bulb like that? Oh, no! It's not because she's a woman. I'm going to get back to Bella here. I have to go down and smoke now.
Okay.
I just do. I'm not going to roll call today.
If you don't feel like it,
I don't have it.
Okay. If you're not in the mood, we're not going to force it.
One thing that has stabilized economically are interest rates, which means, well, I would consider it urgent, because the sooner you call Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank and get yourself started, and if nothing else, even if you don't have a house in mind, because Eddie Bader can help you with that.
Right.
He is amazing. He's the house hunter. I'm surprised he doesn't have a camouflage suit.
He'll be joining me tomorrow night, by the way, on the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
I may stay with you for an extra... Oh, I can't, because I've got a Georgia Floors Direct event I'm going to. But otherwise, I would. No, I would. I love Eddie.
He's great. Really great guy.
Eddie finds you a place. But if you got a pre-approval from Morris for X number of dollars, you're shopping with leverage and clout, because the homeowner knows you're serious. So you can really negotiate from a position of strength. So my recommendation is call Morris at 409-9300. If a credit issue or a lack of down payment issue has been a problem, Morris partnered with Renaissance specifically for people who have those issues, because Renaissance has programs that help them. And if there's an obstacle or two in the way, they can make them. It just takes time, folks. When I moved here, I was pulling out of bankruptcy. The only way I got a credit card was from one of those companies that said, we'll give you $200 of credit if you pay a $180 fee up front. That's what I had for credit just before I moved to Montgomery. And within 3 years, I bought a house. So it can change. But that first mortgage deduction is going to be even bigger with lower tax brackets for people that own. Tax time is going to be a lot friendlier for them than people who rent. So let Morris get to work for you. He's like Eddie Bader. Eddie lives to find you the right place. Morris lives to get you the mortgage on that house. It's that simple. And they're both great guys.
And they're very happy to work together.
Yes. Yes. In fact, didn't Eddie mention something about Morris?
Yeah. We can help you get kind of straight with credit and get a plan together, and Eddie can help find the houses.
He was talking about a specific situation that was somebody was in danger of losing their deal, and Morris put in the extra time to get it done. That's the kind of dedication you want from any professional. So call him at 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank. It's an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402669. And I would do that now.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident on 85 southbound. It's going to be out around the 15-mile marker, so be careful there. Otherwise, around the city, I checked with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville State Police, our friends at Haynes Ambulance Service. We're doing good. If a Christmas puppy is in your plans, keep them safe with an invisible fence. There are many indoor and outdoor plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
The holiday season is the time we gather with family and friends. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Vance Law Firm.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A well-known civil rights monument in downtown Montgomery is soon to reopen following months of repairs. The memorial, which is owned by the Southern Poverty Law Center, has been undergoing extensive underground renovations to its water system since this summer. Officials say the discovery of more problems with its plumbing has delayed the renovation. They hope to have it back open to the public by the first of next year. An inmate who escaped from an Alabama work release center last week has been captured. The Alabama Department of Corrections said 36-year-old Terrence Couch was arrested by Enterprise Police on Saturday. Couch had escaped from a work release center in Elba on Friday. And tonight is the last night to tour the Alabama Governor's Mansion as part of its yearly Christmas tours. Tickets are available at its gift shop. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best of holidays. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. We're batting 1,000 on the first couple of days of this week weather-wise. Partly cloudy tonight, chilly but not too cold, overnight low temperature 39. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine dominating again with a high temperature in the middle 60s. That's not bad in late December. On Wednesday, I think high temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Clouds will increase, chance of a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night. It turns colder Friday as winter begins and the rain ends. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Yes, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. This Christmas, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. $100, just $100. 14 karat, that's right, 14 karat, white, yellow, or rose, diamond solitaire necklace in a bezel setting, Tiffany style. Unbelievably gorgeous, $100. Diamond earrings and bezels, $200. Or a triple bezel necklace for $300. Whatever your dream is, we have it at Marguerite's. We'll make it for you, and we'll do it by Christmas. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. We're open at least till 7 till Christmas. Come see us.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need to ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most fattening time of the year. Just got done with Thanksgiving. Now relatives bringing more cakes and treats here. The fat, fattiest season of all. When the chocolate is melting. I'm loosening my belt and I'm eating it all. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be nuts that were roasting, marshmallows were toasting. I feel myself turning to dough. I can't wait for the glazed ham and all sorts of fruit jam. When Christmas comes, I tend to grow. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be all kinds of pie and I might even try Annam's fruitcake this year. It's the most fattening time. It's the most fattening time. It's the most fattening time.
It is 4:27 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Looking at this story about the leading Democratic contender, 78-year-old Joe Biden, 32%. And Beto O'Rourke, a congressman who's pretended to be Hispanic, because, after all, O'Rourke is a very Hispanic name. He just did it to try and fake people out. And with $80 million of Hollywood money supporting his candidacy, couldn't beat Ted Cruz in Texas. But now they want him to be president. Because he's got that cutesy thing going on that most of our simple-minded, imbecilic, millennial, college-age voters think, oh, he's cool.
You looked at me when you said millennial.
I did.
Do I look college age to you?
No, you look, you're about 19 today, but that's...
Yeah, I'm doing the clean shaven thing.
I know, that's right, the mustache is gone, and you don't look like the Shroud of Turin anymore.
No, and I haven't... No, I looked this up, Greg. Yeah. I hadn't been clean shaven in a year.
Yeah?
I was like, I'm going to do it right. And, like, any little bit of shadow coming back, I'd take care of it. I'm shaving every day now. Feels good.
I'm cutting my hair a little darker tomorrow morning.
Cutting it darker?
Yeah, you may notice it on TV.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Is that like a gel or something?
Yeah, it's you put it in the scissors as you're trimming along. It just kind of grows back into the roots.
Wow, that's remarkable tech.
Robert.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Hey, you're having a great show today. And been listening for the last hour, usually longer. But anyway, I was listening to some of the issues about pets and disappointment and politicians and everything. I wanted to share with you, I'm not a PhD, or I shouldn't say that, I'm not a doctor. But we suffer from this very same malady. It's called HSD. It's a human species disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
And it does weigh you down. I've fought with it for the last few years, especially since Trump has been bombarded. A great president's been attacked every way but blues.
You know where he was? I believe it was Saturday. He was just walking through Arlington, pretty much by himself among...
Yes, he wanted to. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not saying this to be funny, but first of all, he respects those who served. That prick that was in the White House for 8 years never bothered to visit Normandy while he was partying in Paris.
Oh, you don't even want to get me started on that prick. Anyway, go ahead. Anyway.
No, I'm glad we're having a laugh because we really need it. I had a humorous thought in it. Geez, Arlington's the only place you can go where nobody's... What are they going to accuse him of? Grave robbing next? You know what I mean?
Anything. You name it. And they know that it's ridiculous, and they're just pissing us off. And so what I've tried to do for my malady is it's hard to do, but sometimes I stay away from... Well, of course I don't visit them in mainstream, lamestream media news.
Right.
But you and I are like guys that see things together, and there are millions of us in the country that are the only thing that's helping Trump survive. And the fact of the matter is, sometimes you got to look for the good things, and Christmas is a good time to try to do that. So I diverge at times and try to pick out purposely good things that we take for granted. That's the only answer for HSD, because humans are all full of it, but some more than others. The liberals, of course, are eaten up with it, and they don't know it and don't want to know it.
They're mental patients.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. But your great thing, one of the things that'll lift you up is about your thing on helping dogs and pets. I have dogs.
That's what I'm aiming to do, man. And I just put it up on Facebook. All I want for Christmas is that little girl Bella to find a home, and I will be happy, and I am determined.
There you go.
To make that happen before I take my vacation.
Those things lift your spirit, and I try to do them too. And keep up the good work. I'm with you, man. Our minds aren't deranged in any sort of way. We're just old Americans, and it's trying to disappear on us. And if we can't get a grip on it, I don't know.
You know, scares the hell out of me. Is if I should, by some miracle, live to 80 or longer. The people that are going to be in power at that time and the decisions they'll make on health care for people who've done nothing but work and pay into the system their whole lives, we're going to get it up. We're going to get colonoscopy with razor blades.
No kidding. The generation behind us, if they pick up the MSM, the mainstream media line that they're helping the crooked politicians with, we're toast, man. We're going to get Obama's social global government if we don't watch it.
Right.
Anyway, great show, and I'm with you. And watch out for the HSD.
I got you. That's all I want for Christmas, is to find a home for Bella. That would make me so happy. Now, she is undergoing heartworm treatment, but she will be complete with that soon. And it just breaks my heart. That little girl with her little Christmas collar on, just so cute. And then Lori said she's going to send us info on Herschel. So, I'm sorry. I'm going to put my effort into that. That's how you get over the rest of this stuff. You know, that's how I got sober, by practicing all the stuff I was taught, all the wisdom I was given. Like, okay, so... So-and-so, these people, they're your enemies, they hurt you, they did whatever. You get your revenge by loving them enough to let them make their mistakes and let God take care of fixing what ails them. That's not my job. The searing pain of just knowing what my daughter's been going through. That she had her dream wedding and then had it smashed like a bug on Thanksgiving weekend. I can't tell you what goes through me. I mean, look, I spent plenty of time having pity parties because I screwed up relationships. I screwed them up. But, you know, 5 months... 6 months, that's a nice effort. So, those are the kinds you always say, let go and let God. What does that mean? That means it's not your job to administer justice or make it work out. Do the best you can to be there for your girl. And that's it. Maybe I'll get a call from that a-hole. I called a couple of weeks ago, remember that?
Oh, you're going to win the Greg and Maggie Daddy.
Wah! Couple of things. If you scroll down my Facebook page, you'll see beautiful pictures of my wonderfully edged lawn and my very sculpted and geometrically shaped bushes and hedges. And all of that work was done by J&S Professional Lawn Service. I have a nice Toro self-propel that I really do enjoy mowing with. It's just, you know, it's good exercise. It's so dependable. Great piece of equipment I got at Lewis Lawn. But the rest of the stuff, it's not good for my back, basically. You know, I got a pretty messed up situation going on there. My big accomplishment in 2019 will be getting through the year without having to have another surgery, because the last one worked out so well, remember? So why not let John and Melissa Cato take care of it? They have done work for so many people that work here, and they're regulars at Baumhauer's, and they do a great job and charge an incredibly fair price. 202-8760. 202-8760. Now, there was something I was going to play here. Oh, something that I know young Joey's been looking forward to. Our dirty Sunday night football.
Oh, I love it dirty.
This game was especially vulgar with the Rams and the Eagles last night. Let's run the disclaimers.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Jared Goff and the Rams will face Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football.
We're going to double team you.
Smallwood, and that's Marcus Peters.
Working against Fletcher Cox.
John Johnson.
The head alone is not enough.
Gurley with a big hole.
Getting the tip.
Too deep.
Watch the pressure right in the face.
It's just a little different feeling.
Never got to finish that follow through.
A little short.
Polish this off. When he gets it going, it's hard to stop. Jared Goff may have some trouble getting out of bed tomorrow. Oh, boy.
No wonder we love football. Just for the hell of it today, I looked to see, because I have no idea. I know that Drudge has a thing for Tom Brady. Obviously, because Matt Drudge is gay and he is in love with him or what. But the only NFL player he ever really focuses on is Tom Brady.
Brady's kind of a celebrity beyond just being a great quarterback.
In my opinion, the greatest of all time. But he's had a rough December. So I just want to see if somehow the Patriots were out of the playoffs already. They're not. They're ahead of the Dolphins. The Dolphins aren't going to get in. I had no idea who was having a good season, who was not. The Bears. They're going to make the playoffs, Joey. The Bears. But I guess the Rams.
Well,
the Eagles have kind of sucked following the Super Bowl.
All I care about the NFL is my fantasy football team. I actually took it seriously this year. I think I have produced the most points. That doesn't mean I'm number one in the league. Yeah. I am in the playoff
right
now.
Do you win if you're number one? What do you win?
Just pride. We didn't put any money up. We're poor millennials.
Kind of a crap.
We're millennials. We don't have any money.
Because you vote for Democrats.
No, we not my friends. We're not the ones who decide the elections. It's the older folks, like boomers.
Yeah, somebody made a comment. You boomers have screwed up everything.
Yeah.
So I had to respond to that, right?
Oh, sure.
So I said, yeah, we parented you idiots. Not me in particular. But
anyway, I'm in the semifinals of my fantasy league, and it's coming down to...
No money?
I didn't start two players. I didn't start Mac. I didn't start Coleman of the Falcons. I could have won the game if I'd start one of those guys. So it's coming down tonight. I have Christian McCaffrey playing for the Panthers.
Oh, my God.
And somebody has it's my roommate, Jonathan. Team Get These Hands.
Are they playing the Saints?
Yeah, he's got Michael Thomas on the Saints.
Yeah, because I know the Saints have a good record, but they need one more win to make it good.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right, better.
As equal to whoever's...
To be, you know, maybe in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, it's coming down to Monday Night Football tonight.
See, when I was in the
Miami... I've got it in the bag, even though I'm down.
When all this fantasy stuff started 30 years ago, I was in the Miami Area Baseball League. Mabel.
Uh-huh.
And you had to pay $200.
Oh, wow.
For a team. And we had a limit on 10. But somebody at the end of the year would win $1,200 if... their stats at it, and it was so much fun.
That'd be convenient for me right now.
No, I had a blast. I mean, back then we didn't have the internet, so it was
right.
Get the morning paper to see how my players did and all that. And then they started in with the rules. At first, it was real simple. And then, well, if you don't call the commissioner of the league by midnight and the player is injured, you can't replay. And when it got to the point where I felt like I need a lawyer to do this, I said, that's it, I'm out of here. Done. 4:40. We're just killing time so we can ask Brant McDonald what the happened on Wall Street today. And I believe this is by design part of it. Because the media just loves to scare the public into thinking that all of this good stuff you've been giving Donald Trump credit for is non-existent, going to crash. Got a little bit of a break from the real cold weather. It makes this an ideal time if you haven't been a member of Clark's Club to join it now and get them out and get you ready for the next big cold blast. Joining Clark's for $159, you get two annual tune-ups to your system. They leave it running efficiently. If they see something going on, maybe a part that looks like it's in need of replacement or repair, you get a discount on parts and labor. And those simple repairs are the things that can prevent a major systemic meltdown where you have to replace the entire unit. And Rick and Bobby Clark will tell you, they should last more than 20 years, some as long as 30. They're built to do that, but they need TLC. On this show, TLC means the love of Clark's. Not to mention the fact that they have fantastic, talented plumbers and top-notch customer service. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. 442.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident on Highway 14 at the Shell Station in Prattville. 85 southbound at the 16-mile marker. Got a fender bender there. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville. For more information, contact David McClinton, 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
The holiday season is the time we gather with family and friends. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Vance Law Firm.
Grandma, look out! No!
Has your grandma been run over by a reindeer? Don't sing about it. Sue over it. Call the law offices of Elmo and Patsy.
When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, I called Elmo and Patsy.
Our investigators found hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. And that's when we filed a lawsuit.
They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves.
It's not Christmas without Grandma. Call the law offices of Elmo and Patsy. You may say there's no such thing as a massive settlement,
but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. An inmate who escaped from an Alabama work release center last week has been captured. The Alabama Department of Corrections said 36-year-old Terrence Couch was arrested by Enterprise Police on Saturday. Couch had escaped from a work release center in Elba on Friday. A well-known civil rights monument in downtown Montgomery is soon to reopen following months of repairs. The memorial, which is owned by the Southern Poverty Law Center, has been undergoing extensive underground renovations to its water system since this summer. Officials say the discovery of more problems with its plumbing has delayed the renovation. They hope to have it back open to the public by the first of next year. And tonight is the last night to tour the Alabama Governor's Mansion as part of its yearly Christmas tours. Tickets are available at its gift shop. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
8 more shopping days till Christmas. It's really not that hard if you just buy everyone a gift card.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're batting 1,000 on the first couple of days of this week weather-wise. Partly cloudy tonight. Chilly, but not too cold. Overnight low temperature 39. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine dominating again with a high temperature in the middle 60s. That's not bad in late December. On Wednesday, I think high temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Clouds will increase. Chance of a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely. Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night, it turns colder Friday as winter begins and the rain ends. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Huh, are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's because you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
like double dog dare ya.
From the Fox
Business Network. Call it a Monday hangover for the markets. The Dow dropping another 507 points to start the week. Down over 1,000 points in the past two sessions. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all negative now for the year. Meantime, you'll probably be seeing fewer construction crews around town. The National Association of Realtors saying home builder sentiment has dropped to its lowest level in 3 years amid concerns with rising interest rates. And here's a story worth caring about. A new report from Wallet Hub saying Madison, Wisconsin is the most caring city in America, taking into account things like volunteering hours and the share of income that is donated to charity and spending money from Uncle Sam before he gives you a refund. According to a new survey from tax preparation company Tax Slayer, 50% of Americans base their holiday spending plans around anticipated tax refunds for next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
The worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Now, guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
There's still time to find great gifts for everyone at Macy's One-Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online, suits, sport coats, and dress shirts from his most wanted list are 50 to 70% off. The boots she loves, 50% off. Don't forget the chef or hostess. Small appliances are 20% plus an extra 20% off. And get a free flat iron with any $85 beauty purchase. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
I come from a land that's down low to the USA from Mexico.
just got 10 feet taller.
Is here and we're gonna get them out.
No taxes for our jobs. The money will accrue in. Instead of NGOs, we send it home with Western Union.
I build a great wall, but nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Yeah. And what's interesting, and I have the clip here. I just don't have time to play it right now. I could play it maybe after 5 if I feel like going back in that direction. But every single one of these bastard Democrats that's, oh, there's just no way we're going to give him funding for the wall. All of them, Pelosi, Schumer, all of them, Obama, all of them are on the record describing the importance of closing that border, building the wall. They were for it, but now they're against it. Because apparently their conscience lacks the space to make room for people like Kate Steinle and others who were murdered by people who didn't belong here. That's the price you pay for being a great country. Bullcrap! So let's hope that... I love the fact that the president is willing to say, I'll be proud to shut the government down over this issue. Because you know what? It's a winner. 70% of Americans want the wall. They want the border protected. They want immigration to be done by the rules and not by whoever manages to sneak in. So, we'll see how that plays out. But I think at this point, if they really believe that they're going to push Trump around on this, they're making a big mistake. So, and maybe what he needs to do is, hey, why not take some of his personal fortune? You know, the reason that General Flynn got ruined is he couldn't afford a battalion of attorneys like a Trump can to deal with all this. Flynn lost his house over a lie that he never told. The FBI set him up. There's a note here that 400 former DOJ officials signed a letter protesting Whitaker as the deputy AG, but none of them had a thing to say when Comey and McCabe and the rest of these bastards were out acting like the KGB of the U.S. Not a whole lot of difference, except nobody got killed. Well, we don't know about some of these Clinton people, but you know what I'm saying. Guess who might drop by and visit us? I don't know if it'll be today, but sometime soon. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Mm. They're going to be our guests on the 2nd. Yeah, I was about to say. And when they do that, they just kind of sidekick with us, and we talk about all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I love them both, and Jacqueline sent me a note this morning saying they may drop on it. Awesome. And I say awesome, too. But I have not... Let me just check my phone to see if I have missed anything. Oh, there was action at my front door. Interesting. And Mrs. Ritterbottle must be resting. She had to take Shondor to Atlanta at 5 o'clock this morning. Oh, it's the post office. Finally get our mail delivered at what, 4:30? Don't rush on our account. Unbelievable. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson work in the field of divorce. And they specialize in representing men. They will represent people who want a divorce and want good representation, but they're specialists in representing men. And even under a best case scenario where two people decide they just want to go off and live their own lives, you still have two people who are at that moment looking out for their own best interests. And it's very easy in a situation where you want to limit the hurt and the pain to get stuck with something if you're not, if you don't have somebody who's really looking out for your best interests. So, in fact, if you've been hit or you think you might be facing a divorce situation, I urge you to visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Read the testimonials. They, better than I, can describe how effective they've been in looking out for the interests of their clients. Great to work with. Two really smart, savvy attorneys. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Making Men Matter. Again, their number is 819-4810, 819-4810, the web address, divorceformenalabama.com.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by...
Sorry about that, Jay. Didn't mean to step on you there. Red Top's on the phone. Red Top, what's up? We only got a very little amount of time.
Just real quickly, I get a more uneasy feeling about Jeff Sessions all the time. He's bowing out at the same time as Paul Ryan, all these other guys, not saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, I get the feeling it was kind of part of the plan. As bizarre as that sounds, I don't understand his attitude and his activity while he was Attorney General. Now he's gone, and he really damaged Donald Trump a whole bunch, just like all the other deep state guys did. So I'm very mystified. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, man.
No, I'm right there with you, and I wish we could have him on the show so I could ask him what. I thought you were the perfect choice. And he did accomplish a lot on the immigration issue specifically. But what happened with the Russian recusal and all that right at the beginning? What did Trump say one time? I don't think I have an attorney general.
Right.
And to stand by and watch the DOJ